Pastor?
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do.
Wait.
I don't know what to do.
Wait.
I don't know what to do.
Chill.
Okay.
Listen.
I'm listening.
For the word of God.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do.
Therefore, get wisdom.
Oh.
And with all you're getting, get understanding.
Where am I going to get it?
Well, stay tuned.
Are you overwhelmed by the pressure of life, wrestling with decisions to be made, looking for direction? As a believer, you already have everything you need to succeed right now. Take a journey with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for a fresh start in the Wisdom of the Holy Spirit package, a mini book by George Pearsons called The Way of Wisdom, and an MP3 teaching by Terry Copeland Pearsons called Partnering with the Holy Spirit. It was through the work of the Holy Spirit that Jesus defeated death. Now the same Holy Spirit and His resurrection power has been given to you. Learn to access God's strategies in His Word to see victory. When you renew your mind to the Word of God and speak your faith, you can overcome every challenge. Align with the Holy Spirit to fulfill the purpose and destiny God has for you. Develop God's wisdom as a way of life as you partner with the Holy Spirit in you. Request your free copy of the Wisdom of the Holy Spirit package, available at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Partnering with the Holy Spirit positions you to receive the wisdom of God and reveals His ways to the supernatural. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We're Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We are so glad to be with you again.
It's just fun. It's good to see you. You
it
know
really
what? I've
is.
Missed you. It's good to be back with the broadcast again today. And I just want to say, of course, how much we enjoy doing this. And thank you to my folks, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for allowing us to be a part of this BVOV family. Been part of it for a really long time, and it's one of our favorite things to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother and Sister Copeland, for letting us come and be a part of this great program and minister to you today. We've got some great things to share
with you. We really do. And I was thinking about you being in front of the camera. There were so many years that you were behind the camera here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You started the TV department.
Oh, yes, many moons ago.
That was the last century?
Stop it.
Sorry.
You're in trouble.
Well, we are glad that you're with us. And I want to let you know that all of the notes that we're working from, you can download those notes, you can use them. I'm excited about this series because I was thinking about especially pastors that can take these outlines and teach them to your churches, Bible studies. They are formatted in such a way that you could just take them and preach from them. But I know that as you study them, you'll be able to add to it on what we are presenting here on the broadcast this week. So those are available
to you. And I know regularly those are about $10,000 each outline. But for you this week, they're absolutely
free.
Absolutely free.
That's right. So, Terry, we're talking this week about a very important topic. It's something that we all need to know about, and we all need to be familiar with, and that is the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling this series The Way of Wisdom. The Way of Wisdom. And I want to open up, though, with this scripture, because every one of us needs the wisdom of God. And we're going to tell you why that's so important. But in Psalm 61, 1, it says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And what we said at the top of the broadcast here today, which you were acting out right there.
Yeah, well, but I've been in that place.
We all
have. Haven't you been in that place?
We all have,
when
yes.
When it's a hand wringing situation, yeah. What do I do? What do I do?
Yes, yes.
And that voice is screaming in your ear, in your head, wake you up in the night. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do about that?
Yeah.
What am I going to do about those kids? What am I going to do about those finances? What am I going to do about the office? What am I going to do about my life? What am I going to do about the car? Yada, 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 yada.
Is that one word?
What am I going to do?
Well,
in the South it is.
I guess
know where.
It is.
What am I
so that's the big question.
What am I?
What am I going to do?
Now, what am I is one word.
What am I?
What am I?
Thank you.
Yes. What
Thank
am
you.
I going to do?
Yeah.
Gonna
so,
do. It's two words.
And
what
people,
am I going to
like
do?
You said, the people wring their hands, they wonder, they question.
The pressure. It's
yeah.
life-choking.
Yeah.
It's probably
yeah.
One of the most... miserable places to be. And you know, George, Keith Moore talked about this one time, and he said, you know, it's like looking in a file drawer for something, and you're looking through, you look through, and you don't find something. So you look back through from back to front. Then you go through it again. Then from the back to the front. And you finally have to stop and realize it's not in there.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
answers that you need that within yourself. It's not in there. If you're looking in your own human resource and from your own experience, your own ability to reason, boy, it'll get you in trouble. And if you try to launch yeah. out in your own reasoning, you can make whatever situation you're facing much, much worse.
So whatever is going on, whatever is taking place, you need to remember this. Hear my cry, O God, when my heart is overwhelmed, when the pressure's on, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I wrote this down in my notes here. The wisdom of God is the rock that we stand on in challenging times, because the wisdom of God answers everything. It is God's wisdom. It is His direction. It is His understanding. So we know that we have answers in the Word of God. And we know that He has an answer for every single yeah, thing that we face.
He's never been baffled by any situation. Now, let me say this. We are really speaking, especially to those that have that sense of overwhelming. And this day of craziness, no matter which way yeah. you look, it's very easy to be overwhelmed. In fact, by design, the world is trying to overwhelm you, and the devil wants to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
However, the things that we're telling you will not only help you out of being overwhelmed, but if you apply these things when you're not overwhelmed, they will keep you from getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Allow you to
yeah,
be
steady,
even when everything around you is overwhelming. You don't have to be overwhelmed. You can ride the top of the waves of the storm instead of them overwhelming you. So whatever your situation, maybe you're comfortable where you are right now. I promise you, overwhelming circumstances are looking for your address, because
yeah.
it's just
yeah.
what it's part of life,
yeah.
especially part of life today. There'll be something come along. But to be ready and prepared for it, so that even when something does, as Brother Hagin would say, when something comes along and knocks your head where your feet were just moments before, you know what to do. You're already established, you're already confident, and you know exactly how to go to the rock.
And that's why we want to have you stay with us for this week about what we're talking about here, because it is the answer that you need. Whatever's going on, whether it's finances, healing, decisions that have to be made, and there are constant decisions that have to be made, there is an answer and there is direction for you. So stay with us on these broadcasts this week, because this is the foundation scripture from which we're teaching from, and it's Proverbs 4. And it says in verse 1, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Say, get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. It says, forsake her not. Why? And she will preserve thee. Love her. Why? Because she'll keep you. Now here it is right here. This is so crucial. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding, exalt her. Wisdom will promote you. Wisdom will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She'll give your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. And then it says here, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. The way of wisdom. I like that phrase. That's the way that we are to go. I have led you in right paths. When you go, your steps shall not be straightened. When you run, you shall not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life.
I want to point some things out here, George. I went through looking at this scripture, and I circled some key words. Now, pay attention to this. Look at the intensity of these words that he's giving instruction for. He says, attend to. Forsake not, let your heart retain, keep my commandments and live. These things are life and death. Not having the wisdom of God, many people have died for lack of it. Many people have lost everything, family, relationships, finances, homes, business, careers, even their own lives, because of a lack of wisdom. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, don't forget it. Neither decline. What does that mean? Don't pull back even a little bit. Don't ever pull back. Keep pressing in. Sometimes you have to press into the things to seek and get wisdom, which God doesn't hide wisdom from us. He hides it for us, but it can be very clouded by all the distractions, and we'll talk more about that.
Right.
But he says, look at this, when you go, your steps won't be straightened out. You won't have things throw you off. You won't even stumble. Wow. What a thought, what a promise that the wisdom of God can keep you on your path so clearly that you won't even stumble. She is your life.
Yeah.
It's life and death in this. Mm-hmm. So these words are very strongly emphasized, and that means it's going to take some effort, for one thing.
Right.
But Mark 4 tells us the devil comes along to steal from us.
Yep.
You start to get a little insight, he throws in some things that'll take it from you.
Yeah.
Distractions, this is Mark 4, distractions of the age, ungodliness, other things that seem to have priority, pressures, one version says the lust is not just what you think in terms of sexual things, but it's pressures. I want this. I have to have this. I have to have that. And the pressure, those things are distractions that will get your eyes off, your attention off the wisdom of God.
Right.
And it can have very serious consequences.
Right.
And then the last thing I put on here, I think is important. It go hand in hand, actually. Spiritual laziness. You can't be spiritually lazy and get the blessing of the Lord. It just doesn't work that way. You have to show the Lord that you value wisdom. You value what he's giving you. And then along with that is the assumption that I already know I got this. That assumption is dangerous.
Right.
Seeking the wisdom of God.
Yeah. So. In verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing. Now that's important, and it means first in importance and number one priority. I like verse 7 in the New Living Translation. It says, getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do.
That's brilliant.
For whatever.
It's deep, isn't it?
Whatever's going on, wisdom is the principal thing. It's first in importance, number one priority, and it's the wisest thing that you can do. Wisdom sees every issue from God's perspective.
When God sees something and you begin to get his perspective on it, that he reprioritizes for you.
Sure.
He can show you were putting a lot of emphasis here, no, you need your emphasis moved over here. A lot of times answers will come if we just reprioritize.
Yeah.
It's amazing what that can do. But seeing it from God's perspective, one of the first things about that is that reprioritization, so that you can focus where you need to and then let wisdom bring everything together.
So what's going on right now? What's happening in your life? What kind of mess is going on out there? What's keeping you up at night? What are you thinking about? What are the challenges that you're facing? And I'm telling you, the wisdom of God will untangle whatever mess that you've gotten into.
And you know what? Without seeking the wisdom of God, the worst of the worst is to be in a mess and not know it.
Yeah.
To be in a situation that's leading you down a path. And the Bible talks very clearly all through Proverbs about those paths. That's why we call this the way of wisdom. And you can be on a path blindly headed for something that's going to cost you dearly. But the wisdom of God, if you're always seeking out wisdom's way, but it's I will keep you from stumbling. Another verse, I don't remember the reference, but another verse that says, he will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. That's in Proverbs 2. Keep your foot from being caught in a trap.
Listen to what the Passion Translation says of this from verses 5 through 9. Make wisdom your quest. Search for the revelation of life's meaning. Don't let what I say go in one ear and out the other. Stick with wisdom, and wisdom will stick to you, protecting you throughout your days. She will rescue all those who passionately listen to her voice. Wisdom, this is good. Wisdom is the most valuable commodity. So buy it.
So that thought comes to you though, George.
Yeah.
How do you buy wisdom? Where do you go to, what does that mean, buy it? Well, to buy something is to make an exchange for it. So how do you buy it? Well, you buy it with your time. If you give wisdom no time, the Bible says, she'll laugh at you in your calamity. In other words, I had all the answers. And the Bible, you know what the Bible says about that? It says, you fool.
Yeah.
So you buy it with your effort. You buy it with your time. You buy it, it says passionately. So if you're passionate about something, you are with intention. You're listening for it. You're looking for it. And you can look for love in all the wrong places. You can look for wisdom in the wrong places,
wrong places too.
So you look for the wisdom of God and the Word of God.
Yep.
But I'll tell you something else. You really can use your money to buy wisdom. Now, how do you do that? You invest in it. You invest in that book the Lord leads you to. You invest financially. You sow into ministries that are bringing that wisdom life to you. I remember many years ago before we were pastoring, I was sitting behind the current pastor's daughter and I was in something I really needed some wisdom on. And the Lord prompted me. I took my watch off, gave it to the pastor's daughter and said, I am sowing this as a spiritual seed for the wisdom of God. I got the answer I needed, you know, through the process of time there, reached out to her. Now, that was over 30 years ago. She sent word back, I still wear that watch. I thought, that's because my seed's still working. My seed for wisdom is still working.
Name
Hallelujah.
Your seed.
But I sowed
wisdom
into a ministry that I knew I could connect with for that wisdom.
Let's give the folks a working definition of wisdom.
Okay.
And so in that, let's let the Bible define what wisdom is in Colossians 1, verse 9. For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you in desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, that word there, desire, he desires, that is a strong word. And it means to crave. He's begging them, requiring them, and he's wanting us to be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
So we understand the importance of that. That even you can hear a good message, you can read your Bible, but without the wisdom of God, then you don't know how to apply it.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with it. It becomes religious words that you acknowledge, but you can't apply.
I like the Amplified Translation. This is so good because it really clearly defines what wisdom is. It says in the Amplified, that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom. And the Amplified Bible defines wisdom as in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God.
Yeah. You know, James 3, verses 14 through 17, if you read through all of that, but it's summed up in this. It says there are two kinds of wisdom. There's one that's earthly, sensual, and devilish. If you go back and read through all those verses, it means it's centered around self. It's self. It comes from yourself. And demons get involved
right,
in that.
Right.
It's influenced by demon activity in other people and circumstances and in the world. But he said there's a wisdom that comes down from above, and that wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, and good fruit. It bears results that are good.
Yeah, yeah. It's comprehensive.
Comprehensive insight
into the ways and the purposes of God. Comprehensive insight into the way we should go or the purpose of what we should do. It's comprehensive insight in knowing exactly what to do. I like that word comprehensive because you think about comprehensive coverage on something. That means it covers everything.
Complete.
Everything is complete, totally complete. Comprehensive is including all elements or aspects of something. There's nothing left out. There's nothing lacking. It's comprehensive insight. That's what we need is insight into the situations that we face. Insight is the ability to clearly see into a situation.
Well, insight, if you look in Ephesians, it's in the Amplified, especially Amplified Classic. I don't know about that, the new Amplified, but you may have to make sure it's classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, there's a lot of talk there similar to Colossians about wisdom. But if you look at it and you look at, go back into the Greek near Strong's dictionary or expository dictionary on the Greek words. Okay, so you look at that, you find out that this knowledge and understanding, what does that mean? In a nutshell, it means working knowledge, understanding. Not just having knowledge, understanding how to apply the knowledge, working knowledge.
Yeah, working knowledge.
I can read a book about flying an airplane. I can do ground school. I did that, by the way.
Yeah.
But working knowledge is when you put hands on and I put all the knowledge together and I can do it. But then there are even degrees of that. You can fly an airplane and scare the daylights out of everybody in the back, or you can fly the airplane and become so one with that machine that it's smooth and it you just have this comprehensive insight to the machine, to flight. That's the way God wants us to be.
Yeah.
Have wisdom that we just work and manage the things of the Spirit to overtake circumstances.
Right.
And inject God's will and His purpose into whatever we're doing.
You know, we've watched Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a long time. I'm telling you, a long time. And to watch him in operation where the wisdom of God is concerned, he will spend time on a situation praying in the Spirit. And then when the answer comes, it's like, wow, that was so clear. It was you almost do like could have had a V8.
Are we dating
ourselves? I'm not sure people know about
that. I don't know if they even still do Google it, a V8 commercial. But I could have had a V8. I could have had the wisdom of God.
Could have had the wisdom of God on this.
Why couldn't I see that? Why didn't I see that? When the wisdom of God comes to light, my goodness, you think, well, that's the simplest thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so simple, it's almost too simple to believe. That's wisdom. When it comes from God, it's not complicated.
That's why he says that wisdom is the principal thing. It's the most important thing that we can attain to.
Because everything else unfolds. Hey, This is exciting to be able to, of course, we love to give. This, the book, The Way of Wisdom by Pastor George. And it's, I love the way you do these little books, George. They're short, concise, pocket, carable. Yeah. Read it over and over, you know? Yeah. So we have this little book, but then I want to put this in there with it. It's called Partnering with the Holy Spirit. And this MP3 CD, Doorway to the Supernatural. We'll talk more through this week about praying in the Spirit and the wisdom that comes with that. And that's part of what this is about. Sure. But how you partner with the Spirit, because He is wisdom, but He is the way that wisdom is transferred from the mind of God to your spirit and into your mind. It's a work of the Holy Spirit.
So we have a lot of projects that are going on around here, a lot of building that's taking place, a lot of things that we're wanting to reach out, a lot of decisions to be made. So what we're doing right now is sowing the wisdom of God into your life. And I believe that we are going to reap a harvest, Terry, of wisdom for the operations of Kenneth Copeland Ministries worldwide.
You know what, I said we're giving it free, but I'm gonna put a price tag on this. The Bible says buy wisdom, so I'm gonna let you buy this. And here's the price. I want you to agree with us that we continue to function
in the wisdom of God.
And all the priorities and all the things that we're doing, you believe with us, you pray for us, and that'll be one way you have of buying, if you will, this. Yep. These nuggets of wisdom that we're going to bring to you as our seed into your life.
And much of what we're teaching on these broadcasts is in this book, as well as scriptures that you can declare and confess over your life about the wisdom of God. So we're sowing this into you. Take advantage of this. Shall we pray before
Let's pray.
Go? Terry, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We see you, Father. Clearly that we must ask for wisdom.
Yes.
Because you want to see that we want it.
Praise God.
Oh God, how we do.
Praise God.
We want wisdom, but Lord, we want you because you are our wisdom. Your word is our wisdom.
Thank you,
Your spirit
Jesus.
Is our wisdom. Jesus himself is made to us wisdom. So we long to have, Lord, not just information, not just revelation for direction. We look to you. We want you, and we request your insights into every circumstance and situation of our lives.
Praise
God. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Stay with us on these broadcasts as we go. Remember this, God loves you.
Oh my, we sure do love you.
We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
You and I were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. You were born from above.
Join us for the South Africa Victory Campaign, May 12th through the 13th. Registration is free, so make sure to sign up at kcm.org.za today.